Welcome to the Well-Adjusted Podcast. This is Dr. Fultz. And today we're going to be talking about what are some of the main reasons why someone would go to a chiropractor. Now, there's a few broad reasons why people might want to go to a chiropractor or why they might get in the door in the first place. And there's a few specific reasons. So we're going to go through a few of those so that you can better have an idea, like why are people seeking out this type of treatment. Some of the broad reasons why people will go to a chiropractor, or maybe they're a person who really does not like to use drugs or medication, or they don't want to be on pharmaceuticals, they're trying to avoid surgery. They're just a person who doesn't really fit into the normal medical model, and they want to try and avoid that. That's going to be somebody who's drawn to chiropractic because we don't use any of those treatments. We don't do surgery. We don't give medications. All we do is help your body to work better. Your body's going to function better. You're going to feel better. And you're going to be able to solve those problems without resorting to those things that you already don't want to be involved with. Another reason would be that they have a trusted friend or colleague or someone that they know that has gotten good results with chiropractic has recommended it. This is pretty common because there are a lot of people who don't go to a chiropractor and they don't even really know why they would or why people do go. So when they have the suggestion of a friend who's gotten good results by going to a chiropractor, it kind of lets them in on what they can expect when they go, and that will bring them in the door. Another reason why someone will go is because they're desperate. This is an interesting category. It's one that if you are a chiropractor, you know you've seen a lot of it, is people who have tried everything else. They might be people who really trusted the normal medical model. They went through the process. They did the medication. They did maybe even surgery. They did all the other treatments that were supposed to help them, and they got nowhere with it. These people come to us not necessarily because they thought we were going to be the people to help them first, but they come to us because they've exhausted all of the normal approaches and now they're trying something different. A lot of times we hear people after they've gone through this process and they come to us, they wish they had come to us first. And I'll explain a little bit about why that makes more sense to do it that way. But this is a common way that people come in the door, is that they really don't have anywhere else to go. They've tried everything else. Why it's smart to try chiropractic or something conservative first before you're put on drugs or medication or anything that's more invasive, like surgery or any kind of procedure like that, is because when you go to a chiropractor, we're not doing anything extreme. We're just trying to help your body to work better. We're trying to help you move better. We're trying to get rid of your symptoms without any intervention at all. So if the worst case scenario is that it doesn't work, you can still do all those other things. You can still go get surgery if it doesn't work. You can still go on pain medication or get steroid injections. You can still do all of that stuff if it doesn't work. But if you go to your chiropractor, it does work and we are able to help you, then you don't have to do any of that stuff. And in the case of surgery, especially if you get the surgery, you can't undo the surgery. You already have it. So it makes more sense to do the more conservative treatment approach first so that you're not risking any kind of permanent changes or permanent damage to your body by doing something more invasive that ultimately you may not have needed. And then it comes more to the specific reasons why people are coming to a chiropractor. These are often in combination with one of the first things that I just said. So maybe somebody who doesn't like medicine, but they have back pain. So that combination is definitely going to be somebody who wants to go to a chiropractor. Back pain is the big one. That's the one that most chiropractors are known for helping. And it makes sense because we deal with the spine primarily. So if your back hurts, it makes sense to go to somebody who deals with that all the time. Now, it's interesting to note that I think most people, when they think of somebody going to a chiropractor who's hurt their back, they think of somebody who's been in a traumatic injury, or they went to lift something super heavy awkwardly and they blew out a disc in the back, or they were in a car accident or anything traumatic like that, which is probably like 10% of the people that come in with back pain. The other 90% are people who reach down to pick up a towel off the ground, or they turn to grab something in the back of their car. It's something that really shouldn't hurt them, but you'll hear people say that they threw their back out. It's just something minor that sent them into spasm. And the reason why that will happen is because the area that spasms, or the area that is under an immense amount of pain in that situation, is usually not the problem area. That's usually the area that's been doing all of the work. It's been compensating for an area that doesn't quite work so well. And that little thing that you did that sent it over the edge is just kind of like the straw that, for lack of a better phrase, it's the straw that broke the camel's back, in that it triggered a muscle spasm to an area that was already irritated, already overworked. But it's overworked because it's not the problem. It's the area that is compensating for a problem in most cases. The other 10%, I mean, is pretty straightforward. If you actually are in a traumatic event and you have pain afterward, you probably hurt the area that the pain is coming from. But in most cases, people are hurting themselves doing very minor activities when they come in with back pain. And the same thing goes for neck pain. That's another reason why people will come in to the office. They wake up, they can't turn their neck. Typically, after they'll say a bad night of sleep, but it's basically the same thing. I mean, if you're hurting your neck from sleeping on a padded mattress and a pillow, the pillow isn't hurting you. The position you're sleeping in isn't hurting you. Your neck and the nerves in your neck and the muscles in your neck, they were irritated to begin with. And then that awkward sleeping position or poor night of sleep that you got, that's just the thing that sent it over the edge. And that, again, is typically when we have people come in with pain like that, the neck is usually not the problem area. It's usually the area that's compensating for another part of your body that doesn't move very well. Another reason why people will come in are nerve-related issues. So you've heard people talk about sciatica or numbness in the hands and arms. And sciatica, basically, all that really means is that your sciatic nerve is irritated. There could be 100 different reasons why that would be. So I don't really love the term. All it really means is that that sciatic nerve is irritated. But people will come in when they have numbness in their legs, in their toes, pain down the back of the leg. This is all stemming from irritation of nerves that exit in the spine. It's a little bit weird if you've never thought about it before, but you can have pain all the way down to your toes, and it's only being irritated somewhere in your back. And that's one of the main things that we address when people come into the office. Another one that we have is people come in with numbness in their shoulders, their arms, their hands. People come into the office and they automatically assume that if they have any numbness in their hands, it's automatically carpal tunnel, which is not true. If you have numbness in these two fingers, it's not carpal tunnel. The carpal tunnel only affects the median nerve. So if you have numbness in these three fingers, it is possible that you have carpal tunnel affecting that area. But if the numbness is in these two fingers at any point, then we know that it's not exclusively carpal tunnel. Most of the time, that numbness is coming from spasm or tight muscles in the neck, specifically the scaly muscles on the side of the neck. This can come from a multitude of different reasons, but the one reason that I see these muscles tighten up the most seems to be from people who are under a lot of stress. Stress causes the use of accessory breathing muscles much more than they should be. And those accessory breathing muscles include the scalene muscles. So when these muscles tighten up, they can press and put pressure on the nerves that go down to the hands, and that can cause numbness. And it doesn't have to be all the time. Sometimes it only comes out when you're sleeping, when you're driving, when you're doing specific activities. But that's one of the things that people come in with all the time that we're able to help with. The last most common reason why people will go to a chiropractor is for migraines or headaches. I wish people would seek out chiropractic care for migraines and headaches more often. But the truth is, a lot of people don't even really know that it's something that can help with that, which is why I talk about it all the time. But migraines and headaches are almost always a neck problem, and it's something that we can address in the office without medication, without drugs, without surgery, without any kind of intervention other than getting your body to work better. So those would be probably the main reasons why most people go to a chiropractor. Now, chiropractors will tell you, and I will say the same thing, that it's good to go to a chiropractor regularly when you don't have any of these problems so that you can maintain your health, make sure that these problems don't pop up in the future. But the truth is, we do have a lot of patients who do that, but they typically started out coming in with one of those problems that we mentioned in the first place. And then once they realize what chiropractic care did for them, then they stick around. Then they kind of get that big picture of it and they come in to prevent these things from happening, to maintain the way their body moves rather than just reacting to the symptom. But most of the time, people are coming in for one of these specific reasons, and we help to educate them on how this works, why they have the problems that they have, what they can do in the future to prevent them from coming back. And one of the ways I'd like to end this is to highlight the fact that it's not just the chiropractor can help people get rid of these symptoms and problems that they come in with. It's in particular the way that chiropractic helps them get rid of these issues that's most important to me. Because chiropractic does not have a monopoly on getting rid of people's back pain or headaches or, you know, any of the things that I mentioned before. Painkillers can get rid of back pain, but they also are one of the main reasons why we have people addicted to opioids, because they got a back injury, they got on this pain medication, which, by the way, is not solving their problem. It's just covering up the pain. So when do you stop taking that? I mean, I guess you stop taking it when you're ready to be back in pain again, because you never really addressed the problem. So it makes sense why that would be a system that would create people who are addicted to pain medication. You can get steroid injections into joints that are degenerating. And again, that can get rid of the pain, but steroid injections make joint degeneration worse and happen faster. So we're trading pain relief now for more problems in the future. Whereas chiropractic is, if we can make your problem go away and we didn't give you pain medication, we didn't do surgery, we didn't do anything invasive, all we do is make your body move differently, then we have solved the problem. That's the only way that these symptoms are going away, is if we actually get rid of the problem, because we don't have a means of covering it up. It has to get better or it doesn't work. So more importantly than just the symptoms that we're talking about and just the symptoms that we treat or help people deal with is the fact that we're helping people's bodies work better. And that's why the symptoms go away. So it's not just the fact that chiropractic will help you. It's the way that it helps you that's most important. And I wouldn't say that even if you went to a chiropractor and you didn't get relief for one of these issues, I would suggest trying a different chiropractor. If you've tried a few chiropractors and you still didn't get relief from it, I would still suggest trying something less invasive before you move on to anything further. Because anytime we get into a treatment that all it's doing is covering up the pain or masking the symptom, and it's making no attempt to correct the underlying problem, then you still have the underlying problem and it will persist. And eventually you're going to have to deal with that in the future. So hopefully that answered some questions that you might have had about chiropractic, how it works, why people go to the chiropractor, and we'll talk to you again next week.